Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. I mean, even think of Jesus and his holy, humble confidence with Pilate. He's standing there bleeding. He's like, you would have no power over me if it wasn't given to you. And I'm thinking, what if we walked in such humility and love with these people that we disagreed with to the point to say, you know, we so have staked our life on the idea that God is on his throne. So I'm so free to love you and even let you make your choices. And I'm going to walk out my convictions because ultimately God is going to have his way. You know, and I think to have that kind of rock solid confidence to the point where I can love somebody versus being so spazzed out that I'm reacting to people in ways that deflect the love of God. Oh, I'm telling you, I echo your passion in this area for sure.
Well, you said it beautifully. It's fear. Mm-hmm. One of the ladies I met in the atheist debate, she's this vice president, and she's a like three-tour veteran from Iraqi war, amazing lady. And because her stepdaughter is a Christian, but her stepdaughter was rejected from being part of the Girl Scouts Association because of who her stepmother is. So the girl's mother and the girl herself are both believers, but because her stepmom is this well-known atheist leader, that Girl Scouts want nothing to do with her. Hmm. And it broke my heart to hear that story. And I talked to her. Her name's Kathy Johnson. I told Kathy, I said, look, this is about fear. Mm-hmm. They're scared of you because the worldview is different from your worldview, and it's just a fear thing, and don't take it personally. And she said, I don't, but it looks more like ignorance to me. And I said, it's not, it's fear. And we can't let fear drive us. God really is still on his throne, and he's got this, and he's not afraid of some atheist joining some club and cause a bunch of chaos. Hmm. We shouldn't be either.
Yeah,
you know, he's bigger than that.
Yeah, as you said, you know, he was a friend of sinners. He was toughest on the Pharisees who looked down their nose at everybody, and yeah. we can become that so easily. Okay, you said everyone, this is, if you just tuned in, I just want to make this, we're talking about 10 things Jesus never said from Will Davis's book. So here's another one. Everyone should believe and act like you do. And you wrote about graduate level legalism. So say a word about that.
This was me. Hmm. I mean, there you go. That was Will Davis right there. And it's what the guy said a minute ago. If you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. There's a lot of part of scriptures that are awfully hard to get our brains around. In fact, I'm not even saying that well enough. I'm pretty sure Isaiah still says, look, God's ways are higher than our ways. We're not going to get it. And the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of man. Mm. And so for me to say that I've got this monopoly on theology and how God acts and what God likes and what God doesn't like, and you have to believe and act and worship the way I do, is crazy.
Crazy. I this is another one of my passionate topics, because what I see even on the internet, you know, the way that Christians are dividing over secondary doctrine, where you can really make a case for both sides of some of those issues. We're not talking about absolutes here, but secondary doctrine, where people are calling each other out, calling them heretics. And I'm thinking, think about these little tribes in the middle of nowhere who love Jesus. You think they worship God different than you do? It's going to look different.